Let's take a look at the commodity markets. We bring in Ellen Dearden from AgriView in Morton, Illinois. And Ellen, it looks like maybe some weak export news having an impact today.
Yeah, I think so. You know, we have been running a lot of week after week of really good soybean export bookings. We didn't even get that this morning. So I think everyone's in the trades pretty disappointed that soybean export bookings came in only at 24.1 million bushel, and there were no new crop bookings. So that's kind of a downer. And on the corn side of things, came in at just under 22 million bushel, but a few bushel of new crop. So the corn market so far is down about 2.5 to 3 cents, and we're really still in that big sideways trading range that December's been locked in between, say, 372 and 390. But for today, probably 375 to 380 will hold on. I think one of the big features that we've got to be looking at is the wet weather in the southern part of Brazil has delayed shipments of corn out of those ports, and the delays now are in the 40 to 45 day range, but their rainy period is extending well into this November time frame, and that could keep these delays going. Key time for Brazilian corn exports really takes us up to the first of the year, and then they focus on beans. So if the corn exports get delayed, maybe the bean exports will be delayed as well. On the soybean side, I think we're all looking at this Argentine presidential runoff election on November 22 as the key to whether or not Argentine farmers will give up some of their old crop beans. They're behind on sales in a big way just because their currency is poor and this large 35% export tax. But this morning we're seeing a little bit of bull spreading in the beans. We're down 6 to 8.5 cents. On the wheat side, low exports there as well, but yesterday's big surge took the nearby contracts of wheat anyway up above the 100 and 200-day moving averages, which has been kind of a focus on this market. Should we be able to close December wheat up above 532, that would complete that big, broad, head and shoulders bottom in wheat. I thought it was interesting yesterday that with the big 15-cent upside move in wheat, we could hardly budge the corn. We are seeing bull spreading in the wheat. That shows pretty good commercial support. On the livestock side of things, we had a really ugly day yesterday in cattle. Limit down, that's $3 down. Limit down in the feeder cattle, $4.50 lower. We're a little lower here this morning, down anywhere 25 to a buck in the live cattle, down a buck to $2 in the feeders. Those markets are really struggling. We had an island top left in the December live cattle, a negative sign. On the hogs, a little stronger today, probably unwinding some spreads. Carcass values got hit hard again on Wednesday, so the pork rally probably won't go anywhere. This is Ellen Dearden reporting from AgriView in Morton, Illinois.
Thank you very much for that report, Ellen. In depth, we appreciate that very much.